More than 36 years after he made history as the first American to orbit the Earth, Senator John H. Glenn Jr. will return to space as part of a multinational crew with the launch of Space Shuttle Discovery in late October. The flight, designated STS-95, will involve more than 80 scientific experiments investigating mysteries that span the realm from the inner universe of the human body to studies of our own sun and its solar activity. Back on February 20, 1962, when Glenn flew in his Friendship 7 Mercury capsule, the largest mystery facing the young NASA space program was whether humans could even survive in the hostile environment of space. In the 121 space missions since Glenn's flight during the Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, Skylab, and Shuttle programs, more than 200 Americans have flown and thrived in space. Glenn, who inspired many current astronauts to pursue spaceflight as a career, continues to inspire people of all generations as he prepares for a return to space. The wealth of scientific data accumulated during these space flights validate apparent similarities between the effects of spaceflight and aging. Glenn will be a test subject for specific investigations which mimic the effect of aging, including loss of muscle mass and bone density, disrupted sleep patterns, a depressed immune system, and loss of balance. Scientific endeavors on the STS-95 mission are not limited to furthering an understanding of the human body, but also will expand our understanding of the closest star to our planet, the Sun, and how it affects life on Earth. The Spartan 201 spacecraft will be released by the crew on the fourth day of the mission and will spend 2 days flying, free studying heating of the solar corona and the acceleration of the solar wind that originates in the corona and how that phenomenon affects activities both in Earth orbit and on the ground. The sun drives our weather, and energetic eruptions of the sun are capable of disrupting satellites, communication, and power systems. The sun also establishes the space environment in which our communications, weather, defense, and human spaceflight resources operate. Upon completion of 2 days of solar observations, Discovery's crew will haul the spacecraft back into the shuttle's cargo bay and return it to Earth. Six astronomical instruments comprise the International Extreme Ultraviolet Hitchhiker Experiment, known as IEH-3, which will be carried in Discovery's payload bay. These six diverse instruments support a range of experiments, including studies of stars, remnants of supernovae, and star formation. Also tucked in the payload bay is a variety of materials and equipment destined for use during the third Hubble Space Telescope servicing mission currently scheduled for a mid-2000 launch. Referred to as HOST, the Hubble Space Telescope Optical System test payload will demonstrate that actual electronic and thermodynamic equipment scheduled for installation into the telescope performs acceptably in the radiation and zero gravity environment of space. Discovery will also carry a SpaceHab module to orbit. Inside SpaceHab, almost 30 smaller experiments ranging from material science to plant growth to developing new techniques for delivering vital anti-tumor medications will be conducted by the astronauts. Sponsored by NASA, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and the Japanese Space Agency, NASTA, these studies take the best advantage of the unique environment of space to conduct these diverse studies.